This recording, Ontario 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So, I grew up in Woodbridge, and one of my best childhood friends' name was Lena, and she lived a house down from me. And so, we would always like take turns. Whenever we were bored, she'd come to my house first, then we'd get bored, we'd go to her house, and then we'd get bored there, so we'd come back. And we weren't really doing anything, but it was just fun. And our parents always used to like make fun of us and be like, you know, what's the point? You know what I mean? You guys are a house away, just stay in one spot. And Italian parents, like, they get very annoyed easily. They have no patience, especially with kids and stuff, especially the dad. The mom's more, you know, nurturing and, you know, does all the motherly stuff. And the father just sits there, works and watches TV, sometimes burps. But and so we were at my house and we got bored. So we walked over to her house and we were really bored. So we started like playing around and running around the house, and only her father was home. And her father is a character. He never says a word, but when he talks, he's always mad. Like, he's never just neutral. So we were running around the house, and I guess she broke some... Well, yeah, she broke his guitar. And it was an accident, but this was a guitar that he played when he was in Italy growing up, so it's a big sentimental thing for him. And so he comes in the room, and he's just like, Lee, what'd you do? And, like, she's hiding it, of course, under. And he's like, let me see. And, like, all the strings are broken. And there's, like, a little hole in the back. It could be fixed. No, knowing what I know now about guitars, it could be fixed. But, of course, he didn't know anything. So, and he started freaking out. And then he said this, like, saying in Italian, which has stuck with me since then. And, like, me, my sister, we always laugh about it. And every time I talk to her about it, she gets angry because this was, like, a moment where, you know, he was ready to beat her. So he's like, io non voglio sentire un cosa più. I tell you once, I tell you twice, I tell you 3 times, io non voglio sentire un cosa! Oh! And it's funny because, like, Italian Canadians, they have, like, different languages. They make up different words. So they're speaking Italian, but they mix up Canadian words in the Italian words, and they speak half Canadian, half Italian, half dialect. So then that reminded me of a time I was in Italy, and we were on the bus, and my dad was telling me a story, and he was... It meant, sorry, I don't want to hear another word about it. Not one more word. I tell you once to be quiet. I tell you twice. I tell you 3 times. I don't want to hear another word. So basically, that's what he said. And it's just funny, like, knowing that, because we were in Italy once and we were on a bus and my dad was talking to me like that. And it's, like, natural for us. Even my grandmother, who lived in Italy for most of her life, talks like that because, you know, you have to adapt. And we were talking, and then halfway through our conversation, a guy turns around and he's like, "Ma scusa." He's like, and he's saying in Italian, "I don't understand a word you're saying. How do you understand this, man?" He's speaking three languages. Speaking Canadian. He said he thought we were American. So he's like, "Americani." I was like, piss me off, but whatever. You're speaking Canadian, you're speaking Italian, and you're speaking dialect. I'm trying to, like, understand you, but I don't. And we were just like, wait a minute, that's so true. And it was just funny. Like, every time we hear our parents or our grandparents talking, and that's why it screws up kids. When they want to learn Italian, pure Italian, so when they go to Italy, you know, they can speak. It's not the real language. So you go there, and people from Italy don't even know what you're talking about. So yeah, that's my story.